The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
There are many like it, but this one is mine. Without me, my podcast is nothing. Without my podcast, I am nothing. Rifleman's Creed, the podcaster's creed. Anyway, listeners of my world-renowned podcasts, recently paroled from Anchor Prison. Yeah, just a little backstory, man. Every once in a while I put out a wildly popular episode that, triggers someone at Anchor that they throw me into a black hole of purgatory, technical malfunctions, and I just wait it out, and then everything starts working again, and I don't get frustrated and start churning out episodes. So thankfully for all of us, I'm back again. Anyway, I wanted to share a story with you, and I guess we could call this a litmus test on your progress on the awakening curve. I don't know, perhaps a test of my own, because I was just reading this article out of pure curiosity, and I couldn't help noticing something that just stood out to me, and maybe you'll catch it, maybe you won't. Regardless, we'll talk about it later. Anyway, without further ado, from thegatewaypundit.com, accused Colorado gay bar shooter is non-binary, uses they/them pronouns, attorney.
Shoot it, that suffered depression.
God, it's not you, my boy. I can't believe I said that.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Accused Colorado Springs gay bar mass shooter, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, is non-binary, uses they/them pronouns, and is addressed by MX, according to a Tuesday night court filing by his attorney. The mass shooting at Club Q killed 5 and injured 17 people. Aldrich has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder and bias-motivated crime. Club Q features drag shows, including all-ages family brunch drag shows. That has prompted liberal media figures to blame the attack on conservative reporters who have exposed the sexualization of children at drag shows and the targeting of minors for trans surgery and medication. New York Times reporter Nicholas Vogel Burrows reported to Twitter, quote, a new court filing, public defenders for the suspect in the mass shooting at a Colorado gay club that left five people dead, say that their client is non-binary and that they use they-them pronouns, unquote. Sorry. The lawyers refer to their client as MX period Anderson Aldridge, unquote. Interesting. Aldridge was released from the hospital Tuesday after being injured by patrons who beat him into submission to stop the attack. Stop it! Get him! Oh my god, somebody hold him down! Hey, you, quit that! Don't go too far. We just want to subdue him. Sorry. That's terrible. Aldridge is being held at the El Paso County Jail. A remote hearing is scheduled for Wednesday morning. Last year, Aldridge was arrested for, but not prosecuted, for making a bomb threat against his mother. Sorry, time out. How does that go down? You call the police. Hey, my son just made a bomb threat against me. Oh, shit, we'll be out there in a minute. Cops show up, what's going on? Hey, he made a bomb threat, threatened to blow up his mother. Meh. We're going to arrest him, but I don't think we'll press charges, just to teach him a lesson. Listen, kid, you can't go around making bomb threats against your mother. But, you know, you're a good kid. We'll let you go. Fuck. Fuck. It's not like he threatened to run away. Oh my god. Media reports from earlier Tuesday report Aldridge changed his name as a teenager because of bullying, via CBS News excerpt. The suspect in the mass shooting of 22 people at a Colorado gay nightclub sought to change his name more than 6 years ago, according to public records. The request came months after he was apparently targeted by online bullying. Anderson Lee Aldridge, 22, who faces murder and hate crime charges, was known as Nicholas Brink until 2016. Just before his 16th birthday, he petitioned a Texas court to change his name, records show. Online court documents offer no official reason for the name change, which was first reported by the Washington Post. The paperwork was signed by his grandparents, the Post said. Months earlier, when he was 15, a website with photos of Brink targeted him with ridicule, the Post reported. Additionally, a YouTube account was opened in his name that included an animation titled Asian Homosexual Gets Molested. This is what I'm trying to figure out. So it looks like what they're saying is that someone created a YouTube, a screw YouTube account, put it in his name, you know, posed as him, a fake account, a parody, and then posted that video of an Asian homosexual gets molested. So see what's building here? The petition for the name change was filed later in Bexar County, Texas, records show. The motive in Saturday's shooting that left five dead at Club Q in Colorado Springs was still under investigation. A law enforcement official said the suspect used an AR-15 style semi-automatic weapon, a handgun, and additional ammunition magazines also were recovered. The official could not discuss details of the investigation publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. You can't use my name and official job title, so I can basically say whatever I want. Anyway, so a number of things stood out to me here. First of all, you know, I should preface following with with this, obviously. A professional mental health care provider. However, I have spent exorbitant amounts of time with the aforementioned and, in fact, rode sea dues with one. Having said that, this looks like, to me, as an outside observer with very little information other than what's provided through the media, what's left of it anyway. Again, do some independent research. Go dive into some statistics, some empirical data, where you'll find that most homosexual men are abuse survivors. They were abused as children. And then the next indicator is abusers were survivors that were abused as children. So you see, there's a cycle that's created by abuse that perpetuates until a person, you know, effectively deals with and processes the childhood traumas so that they don't feel inclined to go and inflict those horrific pains on others. Like it sounds like this young man did. And again, you have a person 22 years old, totally confused by life, changing their names. I've seen that happen before. It's understandable. You know, okay, but whatever. Then, you know, now they're going to change their sex and their gender. And again, just a lot of confusion, you know, roiling around there. Confusion about just everyday things, about life. You know, not being able to deal with who or what he is. Embrace it. I don't know. It's just, it really is sad, unfortunate. Kind of lost my train of thought there. Maybe I can double back to that. But another point that I wanted to make, obviously, is the clear indication of the, and this is being from the Gateway Pundit, but seems to be a, you know, aggregation of other stories or sources, but. You know, when it specifically, when you have an event like this, and leaning into conspiracy type thinking, with everything going on in the world, especially for the last 4 to 6 years, at least since November of 2017, all of a sudden you've got this shooting, and, you know, the left is wasting no time and trying to blame it on Trump and anyone that voted for him or supports him. But it was the crime was perpetrated at a club called Q, and 17 people were injured. So right there in the article, Q 17, and then comes next, AR-15, Q-17, AR-15. Hate crime. Uh-huh. See how that all works? I don't know. Seems suspect to me. Anyway, getting back to what could have possibly happened, and referring to empirical data and quasi-knowledge of some psychology, this looks to me just like a dude that was in the community, hanging out at a place where a congregation of that type of sexual orientation lifestyle, and he's just surrounded by abusers. I mean, you know, it seems so painfully obvious to me. This is no one's fault but their own. I mean, if you're concerned about, you know, hate, if you have a certain lifestyle that you have to rely on legislation to defend, and you have to use mechanisms to promote, and then, you know, I mean, gay bars. How long have there been gay bars in Colorado Springs? I don't know, but, you know, I remember growing up, not so long ago, but in ancient times, you knew where gay bars were, but they were discreet, you know, kind of like horror houses. If you want to go find a horror house, you could find one anywhere in any town or city. But they didn't advertise, you know, flashing light, horror house. You know, they didn't have, you know, maybe they did have flashing lights, gay bar, but, you know, again, it was discreet. It wasn't some gay standing on a fucking, on a podium, swinging his dick around, inviting everybody to the fucking gay party. But that's what they do. So they have this place where, you know, if someone wanted to perpetrate a crime against a group of gays, conveniently there's a gay bar right there for them. And sounds like they were a patron, you know. It was like going into Cheers. Everyone knew his name, and he just came in one day with a AR-15 assault rifle and started shooting up his compatriots. I mean, how is this anybody's fault but theirs? Sorry, I'm not trying to, you know, dehumanize them by calling them, you know, say, referring to theirs, but it is. This is their community. This is their fucked up community. It's not on heteros. It's not on legal gun owners. It's not on, you know, conservative values. It's the same thing as the fucking the NASCAR deal with a noose in a fucking garage. If you've ever been in a garage or worked in a group, if you ever had a job where your job site has garage doors or bay doors, you've almost certainly walked up to a pull rope where someone has tied it into a fucking knot. It's not a noose because it doesn't have the proper number of coils around it. It's just a fucking finger slip knot that you put your finger in, yank down on the fucking door, and then conveniently pull your finger out, and it falls open again for the next guy that wants to pull it down. Makes it easier. But somehow that turned into a fucking FBI investigation at a NASCAR track. You know, you're talking about something that, again, a practice that had been done for fucking generations. But the first black NASCAR driver shows up in the overwhelming conservative sport of NASCAR. And, oh my God, somebody's threatening to kill me. They're going to lynch me right here in the garage. Well,
FBI agents investigate possible hate crime at NASCAR race.
See? Fuck you. Anyway, man, sorry, I'm gonna edit this all together. Hopefully it makes some fucking sense, but, you know, it's become too fucking easy to be disaffected and cynical with all of this shit. I mean, I just read you an article that, you know, a news article that, in all of it, what do you need to know? Gay dude shoots up bar, they're blaming it on Q.
In what century are they in?
Fuck yourself! Fuck you, son!
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply.